श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गौर गौरा श्याम कुंदर राधा पद गिरि गोवर्धन जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय नवदेव धाम जय कृष्ण चतुर्थ भक्ति जय आनंद गौर वैष्णव वृंद की जय समदत्त भक्त वृंद की जय गो प्रवृंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम ग्लोरीज 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 ऑल ग्लोरीज ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नमो विष्णुवराय कृष्णसागरीय श्रीमद्भक्तवराय स्वामी चिन्मये नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेव गौरवाणी प्रसाद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नहि भगवान् अगतितमिदं
नहि भगवान् अगतितमिदं
प्रदर्शनं नाम अखिल पापक्षय
Shravana.
Hearing.
By hearing.
Focus up. lowest class, also vimuchate, which is delivered from the entanglement of material existence. Translation, my Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately free from all material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your Lordship, only once, even Chandala's men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? Purport as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yannama Sudhi Matrena Akuman Bhavati Nirmala. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately purified. Therefore, in this ancient Kali, when all people are very contaminated, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended as the only means of improvement. In this age of coral and hypocrisy, the only means to deliver us is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this chanting of the holy name 500 years ago, and now through the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we are actually seeing that men who are considered to belong to the lowest class are delivered from all sinful activities simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord. Some sorrow of material existence is a result of sinful actions. Everyone in the material world is condemned. Yet, as there are different grades of prisoners, there are different grades of men. All of them, in all statuses of life, are suffering. To stop the suffering of material existence, one must take the Hare Krishna movement, Sankirtana, Krishna conscious life. Here it is said, Yannama Sakrit Shravanam Shravanam, the holy name of the Supreme Personality of God is so powerful that if once heard without offenses, it can purify the lowest of men. Such men who are called Chandalas are less than Sudras, but they also can be purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, not to speak of personally seeing the Lord. From our present position, the Supreme Personality of God can be personally seen in the deity in the temple. The deity of the Lord is not different from the Supreme Lord. Because we cannot see the Supreme Lord with our present blunt eyes, the Lord has kindly consented to come before us in a form we can see. Therefore, the deity in the temple should not be considered material. By offering food to the deity, by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result that one derives from serving the Lord personally. Translation, my Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing a person, merely by hearing the holy name of your Lordship. Only once, even Chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? So, here's a very good glorification of the Supreme Lord, Vajra Ketu. He glorifies two processes, seeing the Lord and hearing about the Lord. So, generally, it is very difficult to approach the Lord. It's also very difficult to get rid of material suffering. Everybody is bound up in the material world, and they go from body to body, and they never end this rebirth in the material world with its karma, happiness and distress, etc. If we can somehow contact the Supreme Lord directly, then immediately all of this is destroyed. So it says, Akila Papa Kshaya, all sins are destroyed of all men by seeing the Lord. So that is the nature of the Supreme Lord. If one sees him, he is so purified that all of one's karma and sins, etc., disappear. Now, if we take the what does the seeing mean? Of course, when the Lord directly appears as avatar, yes, then we can see him. Other times we don't generally see him unless we do sadhana and then finally we develop ourselves and we get prema or bhava, then we can see the Lord internally. Okay. But otherwise, we have to wait for the avatar of the Lord to come and then we can see him. But that's the normal condition. Unfortunately, demons see him and they don't immediately get purified of all their sins.
But if they continue to see the Lord, yes, eventually all the sins also become destroyed. Okay? So it happens even with the demons. If they see the Lord, then their sins get destroyed, etc. So, but the Lord appearing is not all the time. It was only once in a yuga, at most. The yuga avatar appears. So generally we don't see the Lord in that form, so that is a little bit rare. What are the other opportunities? Well, if we go through the whole process of bhakti, fine. But then by then we're purified anyway. So if we have bhava or prema, all of our sins are already destroyed. So it's no question of seeing the Lord and getting all the sins destroyed. It already happens simply by that. So that's one thing. The rarity of the Lord appearing and seeing Him. Of course, then we do have the form of the deity. So in this way we can also see the Lord and we can destroy all of our sins. That's one way. The other way is through the name of the Lord. So here it says simply hearing the name once has the same effect. So the low caste person is freed from samsara, which means all of his sins and karmas have been destroyed by hearing the name once. So, the example, of course, is given of Ajamila, who chanted the name once, and then he was freed of all of his sins also. So, we should not underestimate the power of the name of the Lord to do so. So, though it is rare to see the Lord, everyone can hear the name, and they can get immediate benefit from once chanting or hearing the name. So, there's a very, very powerful means sadhana, if we take to the hearing the name and chanting the name. But, of course, we should not think that the ultimate result is simply to destroy sin and karma. If we do so, then we end up with mukti. That is not the goal of the devotee. So yes, hearing once destroys all of your karma and sins, etc. It's better to hear more than once, then we get better effect. And it's better to hear with devotion, not accidentally or with ignorance, but with devotion. So when we start the process of hearing and chanting with devotion and constantly, then we get the best effect of all. So what to speak of destroying karmas and sins, we also develop bhakti to the point of prema. At which point, and then we can leave the material world and see the Lord eternally in the spiritual world. So, therefore the process of hearing the name of the Lord is glorified here. Of course, not only the name, we can also hear the pastimes, etc., of the Supreme Lord. But to do that, that requires that we do have some faith. Whereas the name, accidentally you can hear it and get some advancement that way. So here the name is taken as the most powerful because even without faith, it acts. Prabhupada is here mentioned, of course, that it has to be done without offense. So if one does have offense, it still has effect, but it is slower. So that is the case of the demons. They also get effect from hearing the name, but it's a slower effect. So in other words, not immediately all of their karmas are dissipated and they get liberation. But slowly, if they keep hearing, then gradually all the sins and karmas are destroyed. So therefore, if it's offenseless, it's best. If there is offense, it's slower. Once is good. More than once is better. And to chant more than once without offense, of course, is better still. And to chant with devotion is even better. With faith, that is better. So if we do have faith, then of course we're not going to chant once. We're going to chant continually with faith. And better than that is if we have faith and we have knowledge, because then there's no abhas in the name. We don't have ignorance, is better. So to chant constantly with faith and with knowledge, then we chant pure name. So that is the best process of chanting and hearing. That is purely with no contaminations, no abhas, etc., with proper knowledge. And then we go far beyond getting free of karmas and sins, etc. We can actually advance very quickly on the path of bhakti and get the ultimate goal, which is prema. However, here we have something to encourage the people on the lowest level who are suffering in the material world. So if you want to get rid of your suffering, then you can see the Lord, or you can hear the name of the Lord once. Even that is good to destroy all this suffering in the material world. So this is to encourage people on a lower level to worship the Lord, see the Lord, and hear the name of the Lord, chant the name of the Lord, etc. So we should not think that these effects, such as immediately getting freed of all one's sins, is exaggeration, because that becomes offense. And then if we hear the name like that, then it's a slow process because we have offense. So just to illustrate that, therefore, we have the example of Ajamir in the Bhagavatam itself. It is not imaginary. It actually happened. And he was free of offense. So when he named his son Narayan, if he had died at that point, still the Yamadutas couldn't touch him, because he chanted the name Narayan once. And if you don't even chant the name, but we just simply hear the name, as in this case, same effect. All karmas are completely dissipated. So this is one principle, which is stated here in the Bhagavatam, to show the great power of the Supreme Lord in relation to the material world. And if we establish a relation to Him, with Him, somehow or other, we get very positive effect in all cases. So if it is a weak relationship, as in case of accidental chanting or chanting once or whatever, then we get some effect, but it's not complete effect. If we establish a relationship of devotion, that is much, much better. And if it is pure devotion, that is the best of all. He's praising the Lord by saying, even by seeing you, all sins are destroyed, and if one hears your name once, it is destroyed. So he's not advising everybody simply to destroy their sins. He's showing the great power of the Supreme Lord, that's all. He's not advising everybody to do so. But of course, for people who are on a lower level, it'll be attractive to them. So we'll often find examples of this in Bhagavata where it says, your sins are immediately destroyed by this or that or whatever. That is for people on a lower level, that's all.
But with the standards in
ISKCON,
can we, talk about this openly? For example, schools, for example, the school has a community for exams, some of them are organized in Guru. Students, before their exams, you know, some of them go to temple and pray for success.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen that there are the boardings where they put, you know, prayer for exams. Mm-hmm. You know, they organize where students will come and they will pray for them so that they succeed in exams. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, for example, if they come and chant Hare Krishna, mm-hmm. And then give kirtan and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but the motive is a little contaminated in the sense that you desire to succeed in exams, but ultimately they chant the holy name, then hopefully they get purified in that. Mm-hmm. So, how would that be? I mean, in the sense, because we really are very touchy about what we say.
Well, we should not over-emphasize or over-publicize the material aspect. It's obviously there, because all good things, material and spiritual, result from the process of devotion. But our purpose is not simply to encourage them. But it's not that, again, people on a lower level, we can say, okay, don't do that at all. If they do it, fine, it's not a problem. Because it says a kama sarva kama va, whether you have all desires or no desires, worship the Supreme Lord. So in any case, it's good for them to encourage them to do so, but obviously we don't emphasize that so much.
Only such a program would actually mean as if we are
emphasizing that. Well, yeah, we advertise, come to the temple and pass your exam. But we can just say, come to the temple and get the blessings of Krishna, fine. And they come for whatever blessings they want, that's okay.
There's a temple in Tripliki, Ganesh temple. They say that if you go there and go 3 times around the temple, you'll get a visa or two.
Yeah, whatever. So that, you know, all sorts of gimmicks people can use to try to come to the temple.
They may not be pure, but they will be praying with the Lord for middle benediction.
Yeah. So better they pray to the Supreme Lord, better than they pray to Ganesh or Shiva or Durga or anybody. But still, even that is like Dhruva praying for a kingdom, and he gets the kingdom and he realizes, oh, it wasn't so good after all. So, if they come and pray, it's not a problem, but we're not trying to encourage that intentionally.
Different devotees may have different mentality when they see the Lord. Many may not see the Lord as a supreme Lord.
Whatever. But at least because we are doing the worship with that an idea that influences them.
That these many students from the school, they came from praying to get success in the school. So we say like that shall be advertisement.
What's that?
So instead of telling that we pray for them, so we can simply say they have come to the temple, we can advertise in the newsletter.
Just say get the blessings of Krishna, that's all.
Indirectly.
The idea was that, for example, they organize such meets where students would come and
I see.
They specifically come for that actually, for that object.
But what if they fail, then they'll never get
it. I agree with temple also with their different places, Kadalur also. They are exclusively for the students. For the exams, they come and with the pen, pad, everything, they came with the lotus feet of the river and they pray for that exam. Exclusively, they are advertising for that only.
One of the point is that rather praying to demigods better, they want to better come here and pray to Krishna.
Yes, that was better, but at the same time, we're not trying to emphasize that too much because then it becomes material. Everyone praying to Krishna just for material things. So we're trying against that. But if they come and do it, fine. But at the same time, we're not encouraging that. That's how Lord Chaitanya chanted it, that's all.
They don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is it?
Huh? Name can be chanted in any form, it doesn't matter. It's beyond scripture. So it can be chanted anyway.
Before Mahaprabhu chanted, you said this is a Vedic mantra, only Brahmins can chant. Common man cannot chant.
Yeah, but it's also a nama, so therefore it's not a mantra, so it's nama. It's the names of the Lord everybody can chant. Oh, faith means we have a positive relationship with the Lord rather than negative. The hatred, fear, etc. is negative, so that's not faith. So at least we're favorable to the Lord, then have him say it's the beginning of faith.
So faith essentially means the inclination.
Inclination for the Lord, yeah. Favorable inclination. Well, in scripture, in the Kali Santana Upanishad, it's Hari Rama first.
Dhanantaraj Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yes. Srimad Bhagavatam Maharaj ki.
Yes.
Jivangya Sri Bhakti Vandana Samchava Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
Dhaigo Pramanandu ki.